right. Well, Andrew, we are now approaching the third and final, the crucial match between England and New Zealand. Just what are your thoughts going into this big game?
Well, it's a decider, isn't it? And at the end of the day, someone's going to have to win. If it's a draw, I believe that England retain the Basketball Shield trophy, so I don't think the Kiwis want that to happen. It's really been two very different games. So the first one was very free-flowing. We saw 38 points in total scored. And, of course, the second test match, only 11 points with only one try. So I have a feeling that up in KC Stadium, it's going to be a bit more free-flowing. I think both teams, they're just going to go in there with that attitude of, well, we've got to win this, so we're going to try our luck. So not as much into the shell sort of footy as we saw in the first two tests.
Looking at the squads, first of all, England have made a couple of changes, New Zealand sticking with the same squad. What do you think that means for both sides?
Well, I think, in terms of Stephen Kearney's case, he's just rewarded his team. No major sort of changes. I think interesting to have Cody Nikorima, the young hooker turned halfback. He's going to retain his spot after his impressive performance in game two. And also Alex Glenn retains his spot there on the bench, sort of comes in there with Isaac Louis and 18th man. So I think that's positive. England, most surprisingly, I think, have named Matty Smith, who, of course, played in last year's Four Nations match against Australia, where they were just pipped at the post there. So, and also Jermaine McGilvray. And maybe that indicates that they're going to make some changes, perhaps young Joe Williams is going to come out, and maybe they might make a change on the bench. But I guess for Steve McNamara, he's going to have to make some changes. He's obviously indicated that, and whether Matty Smith starts on the bench or comes in as a straight swap, you can't replace Gareth Widdop. So it's going to be interesting how he rotates his halves there.
Just going back and looking at the second test, obviously a crucial win for New Zealand. Not a high-scoring game, but in the end, it just adds to the significance of the game coming up.
Definitely, and I think that's what the fans wanted, and especially, especially in a match like this in Wigan. You know, it's we're talking sort of Heartland Rugby League, which is great, and you'd rather that going in than say, 2-0 up, even if it was England sort of 2-0 up. So I think it really does promise to be a desperate affair. Really interesting to see how George Williams backs up, because for England, the first game I thought he was really good. He commanded it really well. And second game, he just sort of fell off a little bit, whereas the Kiwis half sort of stepped up. So if he can respond, then it's going to go a long way to deciding this match.
And just looking at how important a win for either side would be, obviously you get the bragging rights and the trophy as well, but also a chance to gain a bit more momentum going into some more crucial games.
Definitely, definitely. Actually, England have more to gain here. It's been a long time since they've had a series against either side, and being, as we mentioned earlier, so close in the Four Nations, it's going to really inject a lot of confidence going into the Four Nations next year. Whereas the Kiwis, to come over here and where they've really struggled, have had very, very few wins over the last sort of decade, even going back sort of 15, 20 years, it's been a long time, and a lot of time between sort of not a lot of wins. So if they can win with the squad that they have, which was really a sort of developmental squad in some respects, again, it will really just it would hit home for Stephen Kearney that New Zealand Rugby League actually do have a bit of depth there without some key first-choice players.
And, of course, for them young players, if they were to gain the victory, it'd just give them a massive confidence boost heading into the Four Nations.
Oh, definitely. And if you think about England, Zach Hardacre, I mean, Sam Tompkins isn't there, and I guess we'd all expect Tompkins to be the number one fullback, but for Hardacre to have a full series, and obviously it wasn't his debut. He did play a test match previously, but I think he's got a lot to gain. Then you look at across the board as well. We spoke about George Williams. He can sort of have perhaps keep the halfback role off someone like Matty Smith, and even even sort of in the forward pack as well. I think Chris Hill, Josh Hodgson is, you know, a hooker sort of battle with James Robey. And, of course, with the Kiwis, a lot of their young players, you mentioned Cody Nikarima, even Peter Hicku in the halves, he could be a long-term option there, or at least more than a stopgap. Jordan Kahu at centre, great match last week. Can he back it up? And, you know, players like Tohu Harris in the second row, he's been certainly the Kiwis' man of the series so far with his performances. So definitely a lot to gain from some of these players.
And so, Andrew, putting you on the spot, the final question, what do you think the outcome will be?
Well, I've got to go, I think, with the Kiwis to win this one. I think momentum is with them. They've got a pretty settled squad for what it is. KC Stadium, it hasn't been kind to them. In fact, they haven't registered a win in two games, which could be telling. And we go back to the last match that these two nations played together was the infamous 44-0 victory to what was Great Britain back then. And then prior to that was a 26-24 win to Great Britain in the 2004 Tri-Nations. It's been a long time. Can you compare history? I mean, it's 8 years. It's very different squads. You know, it's going to be tough. But I think England, if they play with a bit more freedom, then, you know, it's going to be very close. Either way, it's going to be very close. But I just think momentum now with the Kiwis, I think they've got the self-belief in that the sort of squad that they've picked. The fact that they were able to win last week was just huge. It was sort of 20-30%. So I'm going to have to pick the Kiwis, but only just.
Well, Andrew, let's hope it's a good entertaining game in the final series. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.